It's a subject that's dividing politicians and voters alike. If Labour comes to power next month, leader Ed Miliband has pledged to create a mansion tax for properties worth over the £2 million mark. The image of a mansion for most people is a country home in acres of grounds, perhaps with a tennis court or stables in view. But with the average semi-detached house price in Richmond Park constituency standing at just under £500,000, location is proving to be a very sore point for some voters. Sachin Patel is the Labour candidate, traditionally a Lib Dem seat and most recently Conservative. People living in the constituency have voiced concern in the past that if a mansion tax was introduced, they'd be forced out of the family home. Likewise, younger residents say they can't even get on the property ladder because of the rate at which house prices are increasing in the area. I asked Mr. Patel if he felt the tax was still a good idea in its current form for Londoners, bearing in mind a two-bedroom apartment was recently put on the market in Kingston for £925,000.
So for us, we're trying to be fair about this, and I believe it's a key thing because the money we're going to gain from the tax is going to go to reinvest into our NHS. So the £2 million threshold in Richmond, I do understand completely. It's very common. A lot of houses are £2 million, but we need to be very careful that people are understanding the fact it's if you're earning £42,000 or more. If not, it gets deferred until you sell the property.
Zach Goldsmith, who is hoping Richmond Park will stay blue under the Conservatives, says Labour has completely misjudged the situation for the average Londoner, and it's they who are being penalised for living in the capital.
I think they've misfired on this. You know, this is really a tax on London. Over 80% of all the homes that will be affected are in London, so really it's a London tax. Of all the homes that will be affected in London, more than a third are flats. They're not mansions, they're not giant houses. So I think the terminology is wrong. And the money that it's likely to bring in, the estimate at least, from the Labour proposals is around 1.6 billion a year. And that's less than what is now going to be brought in as a result of the changes a few months ago to stamp duty. So the only difference being that people who are being required now to pay much higher stamp duty obviously can do so because, if you can't pay, you're not going to buy the house.
The Lib Dems are in favour of some sort of mansion tax. It was, after all, their policy. But candidate for Richmond Park, Robin Meltzer, says their original policy has evolved to accommodate the vast differences in the housing market. He says the party is now more in favour of a levy which would reflect the north-south divide in property prices.
The Liberal Democrat policy has evolved from the blunt version of the mansion tax that we were looking at in the late 2000s, which was a levy based on the literal value of the property over 2 million. And that's really what Labour are still saying now. What we're now suggesting is we want to end a situation whereby currently a house that's worth about £400,000, you pay the same council tax on that house as a Mayfair mansion that might be worth £20 million. That is just not sustainable. I don't think it's defensible. So what the idea is that they will introduce a new super band of council tax at the £2 million level and probably another one a little bit higher up.
Green Party candidate Andre Fries says it's not a tax on so-called mansions that's needed, as it's not hard to find a property over the £2 million threshold in Richmond Park. She says each individual's situation needs to be assessed to determine just how wealthy someone really is and how much they can contribute via their property.
We have something that's called a wealth tax that would be for the top 1% of people in this country. That the top 1% currently hold assets of around £1,500 billion. That's an awful lot of money. If we were to tax between 1% and 2% of that, we could raise around £21 billion straight away. So therefore, it's not purely just on your home. It's on a mix of things. It's on your property, pension rights, financial assets and physical objects. And it's per household rather than per individual. So we wouldn't get to the situation where when you sell your home, you would be taxed on the £2 million. It is a tax on the top 1% of their current assets. And we don't support the mansion tax.
UKIP candidate Sam Nas says the party recognises that just because someone owns a £2 million property, it doesn't necessarily mean they're millionaires. She says people shouldn't be forced to move out of the house they've lived in for many years.
My dad paid about £13,000 in the 1960s. And now his property is probably worth going up to 900,000 to maybe a million one day. And I think, property prices, they've gone up to so much. But this doesn't exactly mean that he's has a lot of money and he can afford to pay a mansion tax. Like the Labour Party suggests, it's a wealth tax and people are wealthy and they need to pay this. But we understand in UKIP that it doesn't represent that. The majority of people have bought their houses a very long time ago and they really can't afford to pay this mansion tax, and we would scrap it.
So whether you're sitting in a mansion, a modest semi, or a studio flat, it's most likely that in Richmond Park, your property is an asset you may choose to cash in on. That's if you're lucky enough to get on the property ladder in Southwest London in the first place.